I don't know. I kind of am resetting a bit. Things changed. Things have changed. Holmes, you're confused. It's just me and you in here, and I'm talking as if I'm talking to somebody. And you're like, what is going on? I mean, I'm smarter than this. I know that you're... I'm not mad at you. You know that.
Holmesy Pooh. Hey, boy. Hey, boy.
Good boy. Holmes has a beard. He's got a permanent beard on his face. Come here, boy. Come here, beard boy. Come on, trendy beard boy. Good boy. Yeah. He is a big boy. He is a big cat. He is 20. Actually, he has lost weight. All of the cats have lost some weight. They have lost, few pounds, except Cookie. She was, 7.5, maybe 8 pounds. She's down to 6 pounds. We've improved their diet. They only eat canned food, just canned food and some treats. And we just gave him some, so I'm okay to say that. Right, boy. Good boy, Holmes. Holmes was 23 pounds, and he dropped down to 19 pounds last we checked, which was about a month ago or so, month and a half ago. We've just, read up on what's good for cats, Nobody really knows. Nobody knows what's the best for cats. But apparently, if you feed them just canned food, mostly, almost all just canned food, their food costs more than the food that you eat, but it's totally worth it for them, so totally do that. So they eat like 5 cans of this $1.65 a can stuff. They've been eating the best food for years now, years. I'll say the brand, Merrick. I mean, I think I'm okay to give cat advice sometimes, Maybe not call it advice, just my take on it, and it usually works out pretty well, usually. We have healthy, happy cats. One of them's on my lap right now. Just a happy guy named Holmes. He is an awesome little dude. He sleeps on my head sometimes. On my head. And there's lots of other things he does, too. What am I trying to say? I don't know. But we're almost done here on this. I just am going to keep it things quick. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Things that are just airwaves and sounds. I do have a lot of things to say, but I'm only going to say a fraction of those things because I just can only think of a couple of them at a time, and then I have to choose. It's like a choose your own adventure thing, I have thoughts, lots of thoughts. One thought right now is that the year just ended. It is now January 2016. It's January 6th, 2016. Therefore, it seems like you're either going to talk about what just happened in 2015 for once and for all, or you're going to move to 2016, which we don't have a clue what's going to happen this year. Who knows? But like I said, lots of things to say, and I'm going to just choose, so let's just go with the easiest thing, and that is that I'm just going to summarize as summarizably as I can the year of 2015, because I kind of stopped doing the podcast back in August. By kind of, I mean totally. This actually is a very helpful and therapeutic thing for me to do, believe it or not, to just go on the internet and say things to the thing, for whatever, because like I said, doesn't matter. But it helps me to just be happier, I guess. It just is, I don't know. Why are you not asking me questions? Nobody there, nobody really listens. It's fine. I mean, it's not, this happens sometimes too, you know? But like I was saying, those were some of the hundreds of different thoughts, and those are the types of thoughts I should ignore. Like, I need to focus on the best thoughts, you know? Just like, the thoughts come, they come so fast, and then I'm so slow usually to say them, because I choose, but now I have to be really thinking, well, I can't just have this dead air, so I'm just going to say all the thoughts that come to my mind so fast, and I'm just going to say them as fast as they come, and a little bit of stupid, you know? Maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe I should slow down. Maybe I should take a pause. Maybe I should take a break. Maybe I should do that. That was the greatest silence of this episode. Maybe I should do that more often. But then just not come back, you know? Maybe that's what I should do with my time. 2015, yeah. What a year. What a year. What can you say? What can you say about that year? Yeah. I will just go ahead and say from scratch what happened. And I'll try to keep it to 2 minutes. How about that? Because I don't want to have this be a long episode. Let's go to the start from the beginning. January. Started doing comedy again, really. Because I did one show the month before. One show. Before that, one show. In 2014. January. Again, one show. Then a few shows in February, entered the contest at the Madhouse, had a good time, reacquainted with people, met new people, did okay, did a good job, bombed, but was funny bombing, did more shows in March than any previous month before that, and then I believe the month after that did more shows than I did any month before ever, than any time ever, like before when I did comedy before. Started a podcast that month in March. This one, Sidetrack City, knew it was going to be called Sidetrack City from the beginning before I even started because I always get sidetracked all the time, every time. Guarantee, only guarantee. May, joined Point and Yell Productions. Things escalated. They were fast things happening. Doing good on shows that were good. I was improving and having fun. June, probably the same thing. I don't remember. I don't know why I've begun to talk like this, but it's going to continue now. July, more shows than before shows. July. Don't remember what happened that time then. August sucked. Worst time of my life ever. Sucked. I hated it. But, it's okay because I learned, it's fine, let me just explain. August was terrible. August started with a good thing, was going, I wish I could stop talking like this, but I can't. It already started, I can't stop it. August was like just a knife in my heart. It totally sucked. It was the worst thing. You know, it sucked. But it, you know what else? It showed me, I'm just going to explain, you know, Holmes's brother, you know, Holmes's brother died. All of a sudden it was crazy. I can't believe it happened. Still, I can't believe it happened. I've always wondered what would happen if something like that happened. I always wondered, I thought maybe would I just stop living? I just couldn't imagine it, you know? Didn't know what I would do, you know? Turns out it made me appreciate life more. It made me appreciate this guy more, my family more, my wife, my family, her family. It just made me appreciate just life more, a lot more. And also made me realize that I'll never, ever, ever forget him, ever. And it's you know, it's going to be okay. It's okay. It's okay. So that was August. August was just, I don't know what it was. September, I canceled everything. I couldn't do it. I mean, I just couldn't do it. I canceled. I was not a professional. I canceled three shows, and I declined more than that. I had to tell people I just can't do it. You know, I need to take some time. Then eventually there was a show that I forgot about, and then it was coming up soon, and I realized I need to just get back into it, and also I didn't want to cancel last minute. You know, the shows I canceled, I gave them a decent amount of notice. What can you do, you know? But anyway, September, I did get back into it, and in September I went and did a show at the Comedy Palace, found out that people are nice. I mean, I knew that, but was reassured that, it hit me, like, my friends, my comedian friends are good, really good friends. They're good friends, you know? They're just people, they're real people. I don't know, even ones that I wasn't sure, didn't know, were, I don't know, it just changed, that changed, and, I remember going back to it. I felt very nervous. I had fun. You know, the audience could have had more fun. It's fine. Doesn't matter. Did a show at the. I'm not gonna list every show. I mean, I could. I haven't done tons and tons, but I did this one at the Tuscany restaurant. I drank someone's water. I have a confession, as a matter of fact. I did that show, and I went up, did my jokes, you know, and talked and stuff, and then I came back, drank some water, my water, right? And then the host went back up after me while I was drinking my water. He came back after he did some more, you know, introductions and stuff. He took my water, took it as if it was his own water, drank it, and just kept drinking it, and I just didn't do anything. So, Mark Gonzalez, I'm sorry that you aren't listening to this, and you will never know about this, but I drank your water, and you then drank the rest of your water. And so, I hope it was good, but I'm sorry. Then I headlined out of nowhere to at the Hideout, which was the best show I've ever done in my life, ever, to that date. Believe it or not, I had the most fun because I was being the most myself out of any other times. And I've been myself. I am myself. How can you not be yourself? But I was myself. And take that to, you know, take that, right? But that was fun, was what I'm saying. Fun for me, and people were laughing, and it was fun. It was a very different show, and very much fun. There was another break. I don't remember. It's all kind of a blur. I learned the guitar a little bit. Learned how to be not great at it. It's just I had the urge, you know, which is weird, because I just, you know, growing up, anytime there was singing, I would pretty much try to go anywhere else or just not be involved at all. But I had that, you know, if you listen to the last episode of this podcast, at least the last few minutes of it, you would see, or hear, rather, that I do try to play the guitar for one specific purpose, and that's it. I have no plans to, which is good. If you heard it, you're like, I mean, I don't know what, that's another thing. Like I said, I have quite a few different things that pop in my head all the time. And that's why the name of this thing, Sidetrack City, it happens every time. Let me stay on track and make this quick. Let me actually do that. There was this one time where one of my coworkers was on the phone, and she said, what I'm actually going to do, she said actually twice in a row. We both laughed, couldn't stop laughing for the rest of the afternoon. It was pretty funny, obviously, because we laughed that much. That happened. And also, I just got sidetracked after I just said I wouldn't do it. I did other shows. I did some other shows this last year. I had fun. Some of them did. Some of them good. Some of them not. 2015, it sucked, but it was fine. I mean, it was the worst year of my life, but in the same way it happened, it's not something you can't just blame a year for things. You can't just blame a number. Like we're actually floating around, spinning around, we're zooming. I don't know what the word is, but we're moving pretty fastly, quickly through the space, the area. You know, we're going like there's no line where it just crosses. I mean, you can't just blame. You know, and also, it's not like the entire Earth follows this calendar anyway. But what I'm saying is, well, you know how it goes. 2015 sucked. I can't believe it. What, this is going to be so much better. But anyway, let's just recap. So we're just going to go. Move forward with time. Realizing that that nothing matters, and you might as well just enjoy life as much as you can, because there's only one life for you to live. It's your life, and watch this. One more silence, just out of nowhere, one more silence. I enjoyed that. I actually enjoy silence. I wouldn't listen to a silent podcast. That would get old after about 3 seconds. That would be lame. Lame's an okay word to use, I think, right? There's the key words. There's a lot going on. I've got a lot going through my mind. Lot happening up here, in here. I don't think I want to keep on talking anymore too much about chronological order things. I'm pretty sure I'm going to wrap it up here. It's so easy to live up to the name of this podcast. So easy. What else should you know? What else would you want to know? You can go to hell. No, I'm just joking. I don't know where that came from. You can go to my your email inbox, compose an email, send it to mail@sidetrackcity.com, and you could say whatever you want. You're not going to do it. You're not going to do that. That's the one thing I know. I should start writing some things down, you know? That would make this a bit more coherent. I don't know what else you should know. I got a discount, a rainy day discount today at Subway. What else would you like to know? What else would you like me to explain to you? I'm not trying to impress anybody. Obviously, if I was, how sad would that be? But I'm actually really, not like, I'm doing the opposite of trying to impress people. I'm trying to not impress people. I'm trying to, you know, like when you have a scar or a scab, I want a scab. I want it to be a scab. Yeah. I want a scab up. That's it. I want to really, really, really not care.
This has been a Point and Yell production. Hey, you guys is real nice for sitting there and listening to us.